Blog Talk Radio.
Logistics and technical difficulties. I am the one, the only Brian Rails. Who the fuck else? And we have on the show, ladies and gents, a gem, a true crown jewel, if you will, Granny Folkster, ladies and gents.
Well, hello, B Train, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, Granny, I believe you and I have business to attend to because a lot of the fans are tearing apart Crown Jewel. You and I can do so on a different tidbit. A friend of mine said, okay, turn this on. So I turned it on. I said, turn it back off, please. Why? I thought you liked wrestling. Yes, I do. But I know it's going to be one of those shows where I'm going to have to be non-sober to enjoy it. And...
yep,
I explained to him, I said, you have a tournament in which a lot of people are bitching and griping and bellyaching and saying CM Punk should have been in the tournament. Well, I got news for you. CM Punk does not want anything to do with WWE, and kind of can see why, because if you take a look at the card up and down, Granny, there was really... I guess if you lost a lot of money in your company and you need to make it back, the same principle applies. If you took out a loan, you need to pay it off type thing. This was one of Vince's biggest paydays. And you know what? I'm not going to touch on that side of things because I don't want to get sued and I don't want to get put down. So just to touch base on the event itself, it happened in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The timing of the pay-per-view again. Granny, it was at noon my time and 11 your guys' time. So who had time to sit there on a Saturday and watch Crown Jewel? I mean, few people. Maybe. I mean, it was on a Friday. Yeah. How do you expect us all to sit there and literally watch something that's, I mean, I don't mind the whole overseas thing. What I mind is the time. How we watched something that literally we could see in the States. It's literally New Day versus, so the women can't participate in this pay-per-view. That's not a big deal. Can see them in live shows, whatever. But Granny, they did what we feared what they were going to do, and they put the Universal
title back on Brock Lesnar.
Yes. And the reason why Granny and I hesitant about this move is because they probably lost a gajillion stateside fans. I know that Riyadh was happy to see Lesnar, but when you do a randomized survey of who we were excited to see as fans, I guarantee you it was not Lesnar. I was hoping, Granny, that Strowman would have, could have possibly won. Thank you, Baron Corbin, you idiot.
Well, once again, last night, and I know we're probably going to touch a little bit about Raw, but once again, Baron Corbin starts off the show in the ring, and he, like, it's like a joy to him that Lesnar's the Universal Champion again. It did not surprise me, but the amount of boos that he got when he mentioned that, that's only natural, people, because nobody wants to see that title back on Brock Lesnar. He didn't show up when he had it before. He's probably not going to show up again. And, yes, Braun Strowman had every right to go after Boring Corbin last night after getting hit with the belt, you know, by Corbin. I mean, I don't blame Braun Strowman for being mad. I'd be mad, too. But please, WWE, do not force Brock Lesnar down our throats. You know, there may be some people that like Brock Lesnar. Myself and B-Train, we're not one of them. So please do not force him down our throats. I'm sorry. I will quit watching WWE again if I have to. I mean, you know, just being said, you know.
Granny, this is why I stick to saying to certain people, you have Ring of Honor, we've got New Japan, you can watch some matches on YouTube for free, you can even go to the Fight Network, it's the same, almost the same price as WWE Network. But it gets irritating when you're trying to centralize your focus on, as broadcast journalists, and I can call us that, yes, Granny and I may not have journalism degrees, but we are to report to you guys what happened, whether it's WWE, whether it's in, you know, WWE NXT, NXT UK, Ring of Honor, New Japan, CZW, WFC, New Breed, Wrestling Revolver, the list goes on and on, folks, of Infinite Wrestling that Granny and I could report to you. It'd probably intrigue you and say, okay, what happened at WFC? Well, okay, what happened at New Breed? Then we try to relay to you guys what happens on a pay-per-view, and it's just like, what shit show did we just watch? I mean, honestly, Granny, the all-women's pay-per-view trumped this one. It basically just...
Most definitely. It
overshadowed it.
And now isn't Triple H going to have surgery on his shoulder because of the match between him and Shawn Michaels against Kane and Undertaker?
He's gonna have
Did I hear that right last night? When I mean, I saw a picture of Triple H's shoulder and chest severely bruised, but did I hear that right when I said, when I heard Michael Cole say something about surgery for him? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I might have misunderstood, but
he has to have pectoral surgery. Because I, you know, Ernie, I and others will criticize Hunter about certain things. But you know what, guys? Hunter's basically the workhorse now. Because without Roman, yeah, that changed plans. And the fact, Granny, that Authors of Pain, this is what makes me mad. You book Seth Rollins in a handicap match because, oh, wait, that's the easy way of getting the title off of him. You didn't even give the fans an opportunity to be like, okay, here's his partner. I get it. It's the easy way of taking the booking, you know, and being like, okay, the fans won't like it, but we'll just have to move forward. I understand that aspect of the business. Granny does too. So does her son. So does her husband. So does anybody and her mother that knows wrestling and how this shit works. We don't know everything, okay? But when you are slowly but surely slapping us in the face, pulling crap like that is not cool. Just like You thought it'd be a grandiose idea because you don't care. You get a fucking pocket full of money. That's great for you, but for the fans, okay, you could have gotten a pocket full of money and satisfy the fans. What happened to those days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people just... I don't get why some people are so excited now that Brock Lesnar is champion. Okay, so you like a ghost for a champion because he only showed up 11 times this year in 2018. That's not honoring your contract. That's breach of contract in other places. So Daniel Bryan, granny, he didn't show up to Crown Jewel because he felt unsafe with all the controversy surrounding it. Neither did John Cena. Folks, if you had a choice of showing up to a place in which, you know, it's completely fine and secured, but at the same time, this country, Saudi Arabia, is going through a lot of controversy because a diplomat was interrogated and then was shot dead, and it's a whole fucking mess that I'm not going into. So therefore, the controversy surrounding that is based off of what someone said, and would you want to be an American going to said surrounding controversy and dangerous things could happen to you? I don't think so. So as far as your question is, why didn't Daniel Bryan and John Cena show up? I don't blame them because I would not want to show up in a place where, you know, Americans are not unwelcomed, but at the same token, there's a lot of
either.
Things that could go. Well, yeah, it's just I would feel kind of uneasy going into a place in which my presence was not really, you know, warmed up to by the general viewing public, and there's over 70 grand sitting in that audience. You don't know what psychotic psychopath will be sitting in that audience with a gun, a knife, or a grenade, or whatever. I don't think so, dude. Like, you're arguing with somebody that has experienced somebody waiting somebody out in Larned, Kansas in the parking lot with a pistol. Because, granny, at one point I was a Middle Eastern heel, like, you know, gimmicked as that. And I got so much nuclear heat through that entire audience that one person in particular was waiting outside with a fucking weapon. And then they escorted him off the property. I did not feel comfortable. That's why I'll never go back there. I'm sure that it's more secure now with police and whatever, what have you, because there are psychos in the wrestling world as fans. But yes, sir, to say that Daniel Bryan and John Cena would have made it better, that wouldn't have made a difference because Crown Jewel was so bad. At this point, I didn't care, okay, who retained who. Well, the Universal Championship caught my attention because I was praying, granny, that it was a prank. I literally searched through every source on my phone to say, please be a joke.
True, very true. I mean, I mentioned last night on Attitude Era Live, we were talking to our guests, and I said, you know, back in the day, when you were the champion, you had to defend that championship every 30 days. I mean, that was just a given rule, you know? And I guess that rule doesn't apply anymore because they sure don't put that rule to Brock Lesnar, you know? And, you know, we were talking about that last night, you know, how, once again, we're getting Brock Lesnar shoved down our throats, you know, as the champion, and he doesn't deserve to be champion. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I can say in that regard is when you get a champion, you know, folks, like Finn Balor or Seth Rollins, despite Seth having his storied past as a villain, being part of the Authority, he still defended that championship, even though the odds were stacked against whomever would face him. Even though Finn Balor held the universe, he was the very first Universal Champion. Technically, by theory, you hear this all the time. he never really lost said championship. I would love nothing more than to see it. Yeah, David versus Goliath, anyone? Finn Balor versus Lesnar, if Lesnar will actually show his ass up to an arena.
He had to give the belt up because he got hurt. Daniel Bryan had to give the belt up because he got hurt. And now Roman Reigns had to give the belt up because he's fighting leukemia. Okay, hello. You know, those were true champions. Those people were true champions. And, you know, you take somebody like Lesnar who gets special privileges because of who he is. I'm sorry. He's just a person like everybody else. And we've talked about this before. But he does not deserve that championship belt. And then Boring Corbin, you know, Kurt Angle comes out, you know, I want a match against you, and if I win, I get to be captain for Team Raw in Survivor Series. What does he do? He runs off and he puts Drew McIntyre in the match against Kurt Angle. What a chicken. What
know,
a chicken you are, Boring Corbin. You're not man enough to face
also,
Kurt Angle in a match.
Well, you know, there's more reasons for me to boo him in a fun way. Not only is he from Kansas City, so he says, but thank you, asshole, for being involved in something that the fans did not want to see. It is not organic. It is not what we – if this were 2002, Granny, maybe we'd want to see Brock Lesnar as champion because he came in, he was young, he was fresh. He was the youngest WWE champion in history. He beat Orton. He beat The Rock. He beat Hogan. Shocked a lot of people back when he first started. Now, you know, it's funny, Granny. People were bitching about Hogan being involved in the pay-per-view. All he did, folks, was say, hi, I'm Hulk Hogan, blah, 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 and I'm proud to be a part of the, you know, WWE universe again, blah, blah, blah. I didn't care for that moment, yet people were bitching, Granny, about, oh, the racist is back. Okay, for you guys that have sat there and said, he's racist, you guys have said some horrible things behind the scenes too. Okay, nobody's perfect. Hogan is trying to make amends for what he did wrong. All right, may not be the grandiose things to do to come back at Crown Jewel, but at least, Granny, we can give the man credit for being the Babe Ruth of professional wrestling. Some people may have other ideologies. Yeah, some people have other ideologies behind the whole Hulk Hogan deal. At least Hogan showed up when he was in WCW, and he was Hollywood Hogan. And at least Hogan defended his title against big names like Sting, Bret Hart, Roddy Piper, Ric Flair, Vader. The list goes on and on. He may not be active in wrestling right now, folks, but Hogan over Lesnar? I'd rather have the red and gold, you know, Hulk Hogan come back in a DeLorean in his prime and beat the ever-living crap out of Brock Lesnar. Why? Because maybe that might serve the purpose of entertainment, since that's what WWE is basing their show off of. It's not fair to the fans that you give us Lesnar as champion. We get it. Roman Reigns has leukemia, and you had to find somebody. Well, that somebody could have been Braun Strowman. It could have been Finn Balor. Yeah, it could have been Strowman. Because he's the – Granny, he's 7'2". I don't think anybody has been that big, you know, since the Big Show, who is now actively on SmackDown Live. But have you seen a man manhandle the Big Show? I can't tell you how many people, like, on fingers or toes that have manhandled the Big Show like Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman gained the monikers of Monster Among Men. He did win that pointless Royal Rumble, or better known as Titus World Slide Rumble. But point is, he's making rounds with fans. He's been on a lot of main events. I mean, his resume is he shows up to every house show, every live show, every world event. There's not an Instagram picture, Granny, not a Facebook or Twitter picture without him being mentioned. There's not a poster without him on there. And yet, you give the championship to somebody who only shows up 11 times a year and still gets paid his $6.5 million earnings, according to Forbes. He gets paid outside to, you know, appear on radio shows and whatnot. But to be honest with you, Granny, I'm going to steal a line from the Rock. It doesn't matter how many radio, TV shows, whatever appearances you have. What matters is you entertain the fans. That's as simple as that. And they, instead of entertaining us, let's slap them in the face. We got our money. We're cool.
Well, I made a statement last night. If you are a true champion, okay, if you are a champion of a title belt, I would think as champion, you would want to be proud of that championship belt. You would want to defend that championship belt. You would want to show the fans, hey, I am here. I mean, it's kind of like several months ago when Roman Reigns, you know, was saying, hey, I'm here every night. I'm here every time. It's like a job. You go to work, you do your job, and I would think as a champion, you would want to be proud of that championship belt, not just like, oh, I'm champion again, and I'm going to make my money whether I'm there or not, la-da-da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. You know, hello, if you are a true champion, you need to be there defending that title like a true champion should do. And to me, he is not a true champion. It's all on paper. It's like, he's like a paper champion, whatever. I mean, I'm tired of him. I don't like him anyways. I never have liked him. But come on, people, give the fans what they want. Don't put him in as champion and we might be lucky to see him January, February of next year, maybe March. Who knows, you know?
Appropriately,
sorry.
Granny, I believe, since I don't live in Kansas City anymore, I read somewhere that he's going to show up before Survivor Series. And lo and behold, the city in which is enriched, you know, and good sports and whatnot, they have to be saddled with Lesnar. Oh, I'm sorry, Kansas City. But you know what? If he doesn't show up and he just does one of those stupid interviews that you can tell is in the backstage area, and it, you know, here's my thing. I agree 100% wholeheartedly with Granny. There's no room in my heart for somebody that doesn't appeal to the fans. He used to care, Granny. I don't know if he even cared before. But UFC is calling you. I hope you lose, is one thing. And you know, you want to be so much engrossed in both sports, then you better show your ass up to at least three house shows, man. Because all the rookies in NXT are looking up at, okay, this is where I'm going to be. Wherever they place me is wherever they place me. I'm here to serve the business. I'm going to say a saying, Granny, that I've been reading lately in a Yes book by Daniel Bryan. It was said by Robbie Brookside, one of the trainers of Daniel Bryan. Wrestling doesn't owe you a living. You can go do something else that's more fun to you and appealing. It's a saying that has stuck with me for the last week and a half that I've, actually 2 weeks that I've had that book. It's amazing, Granny, how guys like Daniel Bryan, guys like Triple H, Batista, Rey Mysterio, The Miz even, they've all been world champions. Randy Orton, Cowboy Bob Orton, Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson. Well, they've been champions of the sorts, those names. But, Granny, it really boils our blood because we know we're never going to see that championship unless by some fucking miracle somebody tells somebody, because I can't mention names for safety purposes and protection, because I'm not going to mention the higher-ups. I know how this works. But as soon as I mention their names, my show goes down the shitter. So I'm going to say it like this, as a plea from all of the fans around the world, that used to watch or still watch WWE. Do not keep that title on Lesnar's waist if you want to keep your fans. You want to keep money? Oh, does that appeal to you? You're losing money. Because what you did at Crown Jewel was basically the emphasis that you don't care about us. You obviously don't. We've said it multiple times on a show. Maybe we need to speak louder, as Icon likes to say. Maybe we need to say the opposite of what we want so that we get exactly what we want. Because it seems to be every time that we watch something or gripe, Granny, we get yelled at on social media. Fans shouldn't, you shouldn't feel this way. You should feel this way about this situation because from what I understand, I went to one of these, I went to a super camp and somebody said the words, Lesnar is the image of an intimidating champion. What champion, where? And what pipe have you been smoking? Because I would like to procure said pipe. Oh, and folks, today is National Voting Day. Go out there and get your ass out and vote. No complaining, no bitching, just vote. Just go to your local community centers, libraries, wherever the voting takes place, and vote today on National Election Day. Thank you. That's all my...
If you don't vote, and then you can't complain about whoever wins and loses because if you didn't go cast your ballot, and I voted this morning, but, you know, go vote. Yeah, go vote. But, you know, B-Train, something happened last night. There was a couple things that happened last night that Icon brought up on our show. First of all, somebody had, and I want your opinion about this. First of all, somebody had sent him a text message. It was a blocked number.
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned me. They mentioned me, okay? Well, Granny doesn't like the heels. So why does she like you? Because you're such a heel. And I told Icon, I said, well, first of all, Icon, I don't consider you a heel because you're really not a wrestler, you know, so I don't consider you a heel. And I made a comment, you know, I said, you know what, I said, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're just doing this to try to get attention or what, but trashing my friends who I consider family, then Granny's going to get a little upset. I don't care who you are. And then we had this bozo, right, toward the end of the show. He calls in, and they said, caller, you're on the line. And immediately, it sounded like a Hispanic guy, immediately this guy starts saying, oh, I know who you are, I know what you're all about, and I know what you're trying to do. But that's all he said.
Ooh,
he wouldn't say,
okay.
He wouldn't say what he wanted. He wouldn't, you know. And I don't know if he was direct. I think he was directing it towards Icon, but you know, there again, you know. So and you know, and I said, you know what? I said, if you have something to say on this show, call in and let us know. You know, I mean, if you, you know, not just try to make your 5 minutes of fame on our radio show. You know, don't be such a jerk and. But I didn't. You know, I just kind of wanted your opinion about that.
I believe that people call in or message because they have nothing better to do with their times. Basic attention whores who think that their validity belongs on a show so that they can get their feel-good moment, you know. And I...
Yeah.
It's like Icon show, my show. Apparently we attract the crazies. So whomever decided to do that, you can shove it up your ass and blow it out your hole again, because here's what I'm going to tell you. If you believe that you are doing yourself a service by calling in to a podcast or texting somebody with a block number, you're a big pussy, okay? Real men and real women will confront one another now. Thank you, social media, for making us a society that's afraid to do confrontations unless we're filming it on our phone, which, Granny, this is a proven fact. When people don't have much to do in their life, they're either, one, I don't assume or jump to conclusions what they are, but if they can allow me to step back and observe them and they can just basically reveal themselves, like, you know, it's the same that goes for people that do that bullshit to Icon and myself. If they called into Icon's show saying, I know what you're about, motherfucker, are you high? You just call into a podcast just at random will and just say, I know what you are about. First of all, you don't know Icon. Second of all, for the people that do that shit, worry about your own shit. You know how you're a successful person. You know how you begin to be one, even if you're not on the cover of Forbes magazine or Fortune 500. You worry and focus about your own shit. That way, when people ask you questions, how did you handle, you don't look like a complete asshole. So my opinion on that is, boy, you fuckers must have a lot of time on your hands. Because to call into a wrestling podcast at the tail end of the show, and it's, I know you, I know what you're all about, why do you like, you say you don't like the heels. Icon's not a heel. If he were a heel, that means Granny and I would, you know, because specifically doesn't mean, you know, formed based on former work or whatnot. Heel meaning you pertain to denial, lies, you know, funny parodies and stuff, you know, when it comes to fandom. Okay, good example of that heel-like behavior, Travis Cook. There's an example of a manager, you know, that I would say is a heel because he manages a heel Leland Race. There's one example. Also, if you say something about somebody and generalize them before you have even met them, you're a piece of shit. Like, I have learned, Granny, as I went along in my years, don't judge a book by its cover because you don't know the person's story, nor do you know where they came from and what they're going through.
Very true.
So for that person to sit there and say, they knew what Icon was all about. No, the fuck you don't. Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
We were kind of wondering if it was that crazy toilet flushing guy, you know. We didn't know if it was him or not.
I wonder if he's related to Nikki Cross. And this is a joke, folks, because she, Granny, on one NXT was going, I know, EST. She's referring to Bianca Belair with EST, which I have no fucking clue what that means. I don't give a damn either. And then I know was referring to her phrase, I know, was referring to she knew who attacked Aleister Black the entire time. If he's related to Nikki Cross, God damn it. That'd be a shame because at least Nikki's the sane one in the family. Yeah. Anyways, so yes, that's my take on those two idiots because Icon's an awesome dude. He has a voice for radio. Maybe that's why that dude was hating on him. I don't know. Maybe he's jealous, Granny. Maybe he called in because he wanted to gain insight on how to be successful. That's the way I look at things. When people try to tear you down in this world, folks, it's not just wrestling. It's in general. It's getting bad. People will try to create a dick-pissing contest because they are not the ones in the spotlight. Unfortunately,
well, it's kind of like this person one time was trashing WFC on Facebook. And I didn't really make a lot of comments only because, number one, I knew of this person. I didn't care much for this person that was saying this. But basically, you know, I think he was doing it as an attention getter, like, you know, because he wanted somebody to respond back to what he was saying, to throw that attention
mm-hmm.
out there. And I think that's what these people are doing that are calling into these podcasts, your podcast, our podcast, and trying to get their 5 minutes of fame, you know, on the radio, you know, and by being a jerk. I don't have time for people like that. I don't waste my time for people like that because all they're trying to do is they're trying to get attention. They're trying to trash whatever it is you're doing. They're just to get that attention, just to get I think people enjoy doing that, just to get a rise, see what kind of rise they're going to get out of somebody. Because if you're responding back to that so-called person that's doing this, all you're doing is feeding into what they're trying to do. You know, and I try to ignore that, you know, but And I also did say, I said, well, you know, I try to be very professional too, but I still don't like it when people start trashing my friends and my family, because that gets me a little upset. Now, I may not say a whole lot because I'm trying to be professional, you know, because I do your podcast. I help with Icon's podcast. I've been on Doug Master's podcast. You know, I'm trying to be professional about the whole thing. But if you're just trying to get your 15 minutes of fame or whatever, and you think, oh, I'm just a know-it-all or Little Miss Know-It-All or whoever you are, I have no time for people like you. I'm not going to waste my time with people like you who are being such a jerk.
Well,
and I'm being nice when I'm saying that. I'm being nice when I'm saying that. So,
well, for people to attack Icon, dude, he's one cool dude. And yeah, you know, we all are looking for that angle, that opportunity for us to make it big. How do you make it big? One of the many things that Uncle Bob, as I like to refer to him, Brutal Bob Evans, says is, what audience are you serving? Are your words falling upon deaf ears? Then go find a new audience. Everything he says, Granny, I soak it up. Because a lot of people in this world will try to tear you down, because that's the easy thing doing, is dishing out the fucking criticism and not really understanding what it is you can do to improve your audience, what it is you can do to improve your product. I've started with a new logo. I am researching on what is the cheapest way to get a website going. Everything falls into place, folks, one at a time. It's not, you know, let's do it this way. Some people are different in their ways of being productive. I guess their way of being productive is being complete assholes, calling into podcasts and, oh yeah, we called in this podcast, we made fools of ourselves, Like, really, guys? What are you? Are you trying to be the ratings getters for me and Granny? Because, Granny, that episode with, you know, the World Trade Center episode about the SmackDown that aired after 9/11, it's up to almost 22 listens per week. That's a lot, or actually per day. So, accumulative total, man, thank you for upping my listens up to 48 on that one episode where you called in. Also, you're grabbing more ratings for people like Granny and I and Icon and Big Swing when you call in acting like a fool. Because then our audience begins to ask us, who was individual A who called into our show and made us look bigger? You guys are the ones that are calling into the show, our shows, and making complete fools of yourselves. We have things to discuss that are much better prompted for wrestling fans, not, is this on? Is this on? Oh, well, you guys are nothing but a bunch of commies. Oh, because we said something about UFC. My bad, dude. Pop culture is not Granny and I's discussion topic choice. This is a wrestling podcast. We've stated that multiple times. And for the idiot who flushes his toilet, I guess now he found speech. Holy crap, Granny, what a miracle. Now, if only the miracle was that he'd be on mute, or he'd become a deaf, or not a deaf person, but a mute.
Now, I'm saying, I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know if it was the toilet flushing guy that did that, but it was an area code from Canada that had called in. But now I know when Jordan Garber called into our show last night, he said that he has this app where basically he can choose any kind of phone number he wants. I've never heard of it, but so maybe that's what this person was doing. You know, had this app, you know, where he could choose any kind of phone number he wants, and that way you think you know where they're calling from, but maybe that's not really where they're calling from. But you know, push comes to shove, people, you know, we love for people to call into our shows and ask questions. But if you do take the time to call into our shows, appreciate that you have something valid to to talk about with us, you know, or give us a ask us a valid question. Don't just sit there and make a fool of yourself. Like, oh, I know who you are. I know what you're all about. I know what you're trying to do. Well, no, you just like B Train said earlier, you don't know what we're trying to do because you do not know us. You may think you know us, and like the person that sent the text message, like, oh, Granny doesn't like the heels, so what is she like you because you're such a heel? Okay. First of all, terminology to that person that sent that block text message, and I explained this last night. I said, first of all, so-called person, I don't consider Icon to be a heel because he's not really a wrestler. You know, like most wrestlers that I know that are bad guys, that are heels in the business, okay? You know, Icon, I consider Icon my friend. He's not a heel. So, and I don't appreciate you mentioning my name in this conversation. You got something to say to Granny, you have a question for me, then yes, call in to whatever show I'm on. I'll be glad to talk to you. I'll be glad to answer your question. But just don't sit there and say, oh, I have a question for Granny Hulkster, and then sit there and flush the toilet, like that one guy did the night we were on Jordan Garber's show. I mean, you know, really?
Oh.
Hello, that was kind of insulting, you know. I said, I'm like, okay, I'll try my best to answer your question, and all of a sudden you hear this toilet flush. Okay, what was up with that? Am I that boring to you that you have to go and flush a toilet? You don't have enough courtesy to come out and really ask me a question about something? You know?
Well,
That's just Granny's words of wisdom and opinion for the day.
Well, you know, folks, here's the other thing. Crown Jewel, on another note, Granny, we're going to shift gears back to Crown Jewel, an upcoming pay-per-view Survivor Series, and also NXT War Games. For those of you who are not clued in about what War Games is, oh my lord. WCW, Granny, I remember, used to throw the biggest fucking shindigs when it came to War Games, and it was amazing. You had Abdul
yes,
the Butcher. You had Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. You had two rings, folks, two cages. And if the rule was, if you are inside the ring, and the two referees, actually one, the legal ring, whatever you worked in, whatever the referee would have to follow the action as best he or she could. And rule is, if you're inside, it used to be you have to escape the cage. No, the rules were different. You'd ultimately have to pinfall or submit inside the cage. And they had different stuff, objects and things underneath the ring you can use. Well, Granny, I got to tell you, NXT TakeOver War Games, I was there in Houston last year. It was amazing. It was the debut of Undisputed, and they beat Authors of Pain for the Tag Team Championships. Well, now, the War Raiders, Ricochet, and Pete Dunne. Granny, you would love Pete Dunne. He's, you know, bit of kind of what you and I used to watch as kids, the guy that would bend the fingers back and then stomp them. Yeah, that's Pete Dunne. And they are going to face Undisputed Era, which consists of Pete Dunne, not Pete Dunne, sorry, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. So, folks, you want to watch wrestling? You want to watch true wrestling? NXT TakeOver War Games, SmackDown Live side of things, Becky Lynch is now challenging Ronda Rousey. Don't know how to make that. Ronda responded about Becky's challenge. That's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good fight. I don't know who's going to come out victorious, but I know that Survivor Series can redeem what Crown Jewel has already set the stage for. Granny, I have a feeling that Shane's going to get involved again. I'm not disputing that fact. I just...
I do, too. I mean, you know, and kind of... this kind of surprised me last night, but it didn't surprise me. Nia Jax had a match with Ember Moon, and of course Nia Jax ended up beating her. Well, Tamina comes out. We know it acts like all of, you know, that Nia Jax and Tamina has been having this feud going on for several months now. Well, all of a sudden, they both start kicking out on Ember Moon, and they're like, all of a sudden, they start hugging each other in the ring. So I guess now Tamina and Nia Jax are maybe thinking about being a tag team. I don't know, but, you know, that was kind of a little bit of a surprise last night on Monday Night Raw.
My thought is, Raw does so many things that don't make sense that, okay, just, you know, it's one of those, okay, I will go with the flow. That's pretty much what I'm going to say to you.
I know. And, of course, Dean Ambrose shows up after Seth Rollins loses the match against AOP, but he still has not really told Seth Rollins why he did what he did. That seems to still be a mystery, but hey, you know, okay, we'll just watch and wait and see.
It's one of those things, folks. It's like, so we're crown fooled. You know, what else? What other, just watch whatever you want to watch, guys. It's not up to me or Granny to say, this is wrestling, this is the real deal. And I'm just like, okay, so what makes a wrestling fan happy? You guys are the deciders of that. You do realize that. Granny and I can't sit there and point out what is good wrestling, what is bad wrestling, because if we do that, then we're guilty of what some of the workers are guilty of, and that is pointing out on social media during not their matches, but certain situations like, okay, Asuka and Charlotte, for example, the thing at WrestleMania. I didn't mind that match. That match told a story. I was there. I was there in New Orleans. I was there live, folks. Live being way different than watching on the network, but it's the same principle. You get what you get out of it. You are the ones, man. Not us, not Granny or me, not Icon, not Big Swing. We can formulate opinions and report them to you as podcast hosts and hopefully not bore you to fucking tears. But you guys are the ones that decide what's good and what's bad. That's what I meant from the title. It's, you know, we were crowned fooled. The truth. You can't sit there and deny. You can't sit there and deny that we were thinking, okay, for the first time ever, they're going to give us Strowman as champion. Nope. Any foreign pay-per-view, folks, this is just a warning. Any foreign pay-per-view, unless, it doesn't matter. It's a money grubber. It's a way to make up dividends for the company that lost money. And I'm avoiding saying their name because I don't want to get sued. Okay, I'm just telling you, if you're going to do things that way, then fine. Granny and I will rescind from watching one side of things when it becomes a foreign pay-per-view. We'll just, Granny and I and others will say, is there anything else on? Is there anything that we can watch? Because if Jeddah, now Riyadh and Melbourne haven't proven our points, those are 70,000 plus audience members. That's over $20 billion in revenue at the gate. Probably millions of dollars in revenue and their currency transferred to our currency. I'd have to do some strict research, man. Not strict research, some set research to give the exact figures on how much the attendance was, how much that generates at the gate, how much merchandise was sold. They have to pay back the venue money, but they still earn a crap ton because, look, front row seats at those events are probably 10 grand, 20 grand even. And people are, in that country are willing to spend money. I know I ain't, Granny, spending $10,000 for a front row WrestleMania seat. Bump that fucking noise. I'd rather sit for $336 on StubHub, folks. Speaking of which, if you are wanting WrestleMania tickets, you do not have to go through the travel packages. Guess what, folks? There's cheap ways of doing it. Southwest, you can buy points because they have it on sale every other month. $336.17 is 21,000 points. And if you go going by yourself, that works out perfect for you because then you can save your money for another flight, not just Southwest, but Delta, whatever you fly. If you're flying from around the world, boy, do you have a journey. I've met people, Granny, from Germany, the UK. I have met people from countries I cannot pronounce. My apologies. But WrestleMania, folks, let me tell you the secret to that. StubHub. Buy your ticket from StubHub and not Ticketmaster because they are a pain in the ass. Quite literally, worse than a thorn in your side. This is a cheesy advertisement, but, then the tickets go on sale November 16th. Wait till the second or third week and get your tickets in WrestleCon because you can meet folks that Granny knows like Tommy Dreamer, Victoria, Gail Kim, you know, Ric Flair will be there, obviously. Sting will be there. Stone Cold Granny was at the last WrestleCon, and it was pretty cool to have a picture of him. I have a picture of him at home with a friend of mine. We took a picture with beer cans as props. So, folks, it is WrestleMania season. Do yourselves a favor. Be smart about the tickets. You can find cheap tickets on Metro Seats, Tick Picks. If you don't want to go to WrestleMania, folks, Ring of Honor is already sold out. You had to be on a waiting list. New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom is in January. The Royal Rumble, Granny, is coming up fairly soon. But the closest one is Survivor Series. I wonder if tickets are going to be available, Granny, because you know what? I was checking along the lines, and I haven't seen that the Staples Center was sold out.
Wow.
So, there's, yeah, they have only sold, folks, of course, the floor seats are gone, front row all the way up to 17. But I'm looking on my computer right now on StubHub. There are still nosebleed seats available at Staples Center. Takeover War Games is probably the one that's going to be sold out because it's close to L.A. WWE may or may not have a performance center in Los Angeles, but they do have a lot of wrestling tied in with it. You want the inner secrets, folks, on getting wrestling tickets? You don't go to Ticketmaster unless it's, you know, access. Those are the ones you have to – you can still go through StubHub, but I would prefer it direct, Granny, because I had one bad experience with an access ticket. That's it. But speaking of airfare, you don't have to go through airfare. You can go through Amtrak. You can take a bus if you're brave. And being crammed in there with anybody and everybody that you don't want to know. I had a person breathe so bad, me Granny, I had to open the window and I puked. That was my one Greyhound experience. I never will do it again. Just saying, unless I absolutely have to. But the reason why I went off into wrestling ticket secrets is because I gave this show a little bit of flavor, and I'll go over the ticket prices with you all on tomorrow's edition of Off the Rails Uncensored, because this is the time of year where I say it's Black Friday for wrestling fans. Do not fall for the bullshit on November 16th because those travel packages are expensive as hell. Just throwing that out there. All right, folks, that's all from me today. If you didn't like what I told you, then all I'm going to say is I got three choice words for you. No, it is not rest in peace, you smartass. Somebody just, one of my good friends on Instagram. No. Three choice words I have for you is forget about it. If you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I just told you. Granny?
And if you don't believe what Granny Hulkster has to say, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? Oh, and B-Trade, are you going to be at WSC Saturday with Mr. Kurt Gannon?
Oh, no, Granny. I have to be at work.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I was looking forward to torturing you with a villain shirt.
Well, yes. Well, you know, that was a one-time thing, fans. You know, just a one. I did it for the Halloween costume contest. Not going to happen again. Trust me. Have
Foiled
you come across
again,
that picture yet, B-Train? Have you come across that picture yet?
I shared it.
You shared the one of me holding the belt. You shared the one of me holding the belt. shared the one of me holding the belt, but I don't think you shared the one of me in the actual villain shirt, have you?
Oh, I haven't yet. I got to save that and do it for this weekend. See, look, I put the caption. I'm going to put, she may say it is a costume, but deep down in her loving heart, she knows she loves the villains.
Well, yeah, Zach is saying, my good friend Zach, he's saying that he thinks I'm secretly a villains fan, and it's not happening, fans. You know, Granny, no, don't worry, fans. Granny is not turning to the dark side, okay? So, join us tomorrow night, everybody.
Join us tomorrow night, everyone. So, I got to get ready for work. Dig it.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. A cult of personality, a cult of personality.